said that she had wooled, she was blind, but she was wooled make stuff. Mm-hmm. She could use her hands, you know, and they'd been sitting there woven, making socks and sweaters mm-hmm. and things like that, made all her stuff. She finally died. A whole bunch of people older than I was now, that I was just a little small kid when they told me about it. Said that they went there to set up with her. She died. Well, somehow or another, I don't know what it was, they would not give word of something. All I went on did or something left her. And somebody comes in and takes her out and put one of them lives crawled in. And pulled this last sheet over them, you know, that's all they always laid upon them over.
Yeah.
So you couldn't see them, they just cut them up solid. That sheet, that's all we could have over. And said that they got back in, built up a fire, and sat down and began to talk. And this fellow began to ease his hand off on the sheet just a little bit. And could talk just exactly like this old lady did, my old lady.
Mm-hmm.
And says, a little more wool, please, and a little more cotton, please. They tore all the windows out. They couldn't get out the door. How they tore out windows near where it left the left old lady. That fellow left that fellow there by himself. Well, now I didn't much blame them for going, but they left there, see. But I know they'd believe in pranks, you know, nothing like that. But now a lot of folk did. Had you know, they had a lot of fun. I thought there was nothing wrong. I don't guess there's anything wrong, but I know they'd go for pranking the room. Place. I hope dig a ice bag 500 graves my time. Besides the people I've said that for you. We had graves of all the country. And then when one died, we'd go and dig the grave, you know, mm-hmm. a bunch of boys would. Cover them up, too, you know, in the bed. On the table, bang them. We, some of us had to cover them up. They didn't have anybody that had to cover them up. We, mm-hmm. just us boys would cover them up.
Do you ever see a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock?
A fence?
Or a wall made out of stone or rock, you know, that you get from the field? And
yeah, I've seen them. Sure have.
What'd you call that?
Well, I guess you just had to call it a rock fence. I guess what they call them. Yeah, I've seen them back olden days. And, I've seen graveyard fences made with rock, and then I've seen them out of metal, mm-hmm. set in concrete, the post, the bell, and a steel wire around the graveyard, out in the country. And back olden times, way back, most all of them was had some kind of fence. I was in the country, you know, way back in the little. I never went to a graveyard like in Franklin. Well, now we have two down there. New Hope and another one got a new one going out there on Fleming Highway.
Do you call those graveyards now?
Huh?
Do they call them graveyards?
No, they call them gardens, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that's what they call them gardens.
What about cemeteries?
Cemeteries are gardens, mm-hmm. you know.
Those words are new words, though. They call them graveyards when they were growing up.
Mm-hmm. Now they call them gardens, a cemetery.
What did they, when you were growing up, what did they call the box that they buried people in?
Well, we never heard of vaults then. We just have a plain box, called it. It was made out of pine, I'd say. Just a pine box.
You call it a casket or?